Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is your boy, Elder Lewis Gray, coming to you again on another Tuesday. It is sunny outside, and I hope that the Lord has blessed you throughout the week. And as I say every Tuesday, if you have breath in your body, you owe God a praise. For the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Somebody said God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. We thank God for you and you, whether you're listening by in your office, your car, your home, we say praise the Lord to you and you. We thank God for you taking time out of your busy schedules, amen, to tune in to hear a word from the Lord. If you're in your car, don't touch that dial. You're not here by accident, but you're here by divine appointment. God has sent you here, amen, because God has a word for you, amen. And so we thank God for you for joining us today, amen, for another word from the Lord. Sending a shout out to my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church at True Pentecostal Community Temple Church of the Apostolic Faith, located here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida at 16 South Wilson Avenue. Come out to our services, which our services are as follows. We will be going to a new schedule. I know that when I started here, started on the radio a little over a year and a half ago, I believe it was towards the end of 2020 during the COVID, on our introductions at the end, you'll hear that we're our services are at 6 p.m. due to the COVID, but now we will be changing back to our normal time, which is at 7 o'clock, beginning in October. So our services are as follows. It will be Sunday morning. Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin around 11:45-ish. Tuesday night services will begin at 7 p.m. And our Thursday night youth services will begin at 7 p.m. as well, beginning in October. So we'll be going back to our normal schedule that we were prior to the pandemic. Again, that is beginning in October. So, but until then, you can come out to our services at 6 p.m. on Tuesday nights, which will be tonight, and our Thursday night youth services, which will begin at 6 p.m. as well. But again, that will be changing in October. We will be going to 7 p.m. on Tuesday night Bible studies, and on Thursday night youth services begin at 7 p.m. as well. Sending a shout out to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Good morning to you, sir. And as always, to my beautiful wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job or about to go to work. Praise the Lord. And I love you, honey. To all of our members at our church, good morning to you that are listening, and praise the Lord to you. Hallelujah. So without further ado, we're going to go into the word. God has a word for you, and I hope that it blesses you. We know that his word will not return void, for it will accomplish that for which it was sent. God just doesn't do anything just to do it. Any word that God gives, it has a purpose, and it will fulfill its purpose. So we're going to go into the word of the Lord, and that can be found in 1 Kings chapter 13, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 11, and I'm going to read down to verses number 22. Sounds like a lot of reading, but when I read it and get through it, amen, it moves very quickly. So again, that is 1 Kings chapter 13, verses 11 down to 22, and I'm going to begin reading into your ears. And it says, now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done in that day in Bethel, the words which he had spoken unto the king. Them they told also to their father. And their father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons had seen what the way the man of God went which came from Judah. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak. And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread. And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place. For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet also as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. So he went back with him and did eat bread in his house and drank water. And it came to pass, as they sat at the table, that the word of the Lord came unto the prophet that brought him back. And he cried unto the man of God that came from Judah, saying, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast disobeyed the mouth of the Lord, and hast not kept the commandment which the Lord thy God commanded thee, but camest back and hast eaten bread and drunk water in the place of the which the Lord did say to thee, eat no bread and drink no water, thy carcass shall not come unto the sepulchres of thy fathers. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for the word that we have read. And God, we're praying, Father, your word will bless the ears of the hearers of this word. For Lord, we know that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it was sent. Remember our government, remember our president, our Congress, and our Supreme Court. God, give them wisdom to make the wise and righteous decisions, God. Oh, God, remember them that are sick, afflicted in the hospitals, the jail cells, the nursing homes, God, the mental facilities, God. We're praying, Father, you touch, God, show up there and show them that you are God. Oh, God, we thank you. And again, be with me for these few moments, because I decrease so that you will increase and you alone will get the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. I want to deal from a subject. It is imperative that you know the voice of God. It is imperative that you know the voice of God. A few months ago, I believe I came from the subject, do you know the voice of God? And I wanted to follow that up today with, it is imperative that you know the voice of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have to know the voice of God. It is imperative. In fact, one might say it is life or death, that we know the voice of God. People are being fooled because they don't know the voice of God. And this is one of my favorite stories in the Bible. They're not stories, they're true stories. Things that occurred in the Bible. The story of the lying prophet. The lying prophet. To give you a background of this particular scripture, and without going into a lot of details, it deals with Jeroboam. Jeroboam, he was the first king of the northern kingdom, which was Israel. Without going into a lot of details, at this time, the kingdoms had just been divided. There was only one kingdom at one time. So we must go back to the days of Solomon. He dies, and his son Rehoboam becomes king. And the kingdom is unified under Rehoboam. And Solomon placed the people under great, he placed a lot of workload on them. And so the people came to Rehoboam after his father died, and said to them that if you lighten the load of the people, in essence, they will serve you forever. And so we know the story of how Rehoboam, he consulted with the people of his age and consulted with the wise people, the older people. The older generation tells Rehoboam that if you listen to the people and lighten their load, they will serve you in essence forever. We know the story. Many of you Bible scholars know that Rehoboam chose not to listen to the older generation, but yet chose to listen to the people that were of his age. And they essentially told him, make their load even harder, harder than the father. And so when the people get wind of this, 10 of the tribes revolted. Said, no, we're not going to serve Rehoboam. We're going to create our own nation. And so they banded together and they became what was considered the northern kingdom, which was Israel. And there was only left two in the southern kingdom, which was Judah and Benjamin. And so at this time, Jeroboam becomes the first king of the northern kingdom. And he was a bad king. And he begins to set up altars, and he began to worship other gods. And so we find here in this particular text that Jeroboam, he has created an altar at a place called Bethel. And there he is burning incense, and he is worshiping other gods. And there comes a man of God from Judah, and he sees Jeroboam offering up this incense to these other gods. And he begins to cry against the altar. And he says the word of the Lord and says, altar, altar, thus saith the Lord, behold, a child shall be born into the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon thee shall he offer the priest of the high places that burn incense upon thee, and men's bones shall be burnt upon thee. He was talking, he began to prophesize of what was going to happen nearly 300 years later, that these same priests that offered unto these strange god, would they themselves, amen, be placed upon these altars and be burned because of their disobedience to God. And so Jeroboam, he hears this man of God prophesizing and crying against the altar. And he tells his guards to seize him, get him. And he puts forth his hands to reach for the man of God. And in doing so, his hand became withered. And so he entreats the man of God, speak to your God. Tell him to restore my hand. And we know the story of how he entreats God and his hand became normal again. And so in turn, he tells the man of God, come to my house and eat and drink with me. Amen. And I'll give you a reward. And the man of God does good. And he says that I have been instructed by God to either neither drink nor eat nor return the same way that I came. And he does good. And the Bible says that he leaves and he goes another way. But in doing so, there are two sons of the lying prophet. They see what happens. They see how the man of God cries against the altar. They see what he does, what he says to the king. And he sees how the king's hand becomes withered, Jeroboam, and how it is restored. And they go home and they tell their father, which was an old prophet. He was a lying prophet. He was an old prophet. Glory be to God. And they told him what had occurred. And so the old prophet wants to meet the man of God from Judah. Said, do you know where he went? And his sons, yes, we see the way that he went. Hallelujah. And so the old prophet saddles up a man and ass. And they go after the man of God. And they find him sitting under an oak tree. He said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah? And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me, eat bread. He said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee, neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place, but it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. And he said unto him, I like, this is my theme. This is the scripture I'm coming from. And he said unto him, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house. But he made that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. He lied. People of God, we're living in a day and age where there are lying prophets, just like it was in his day. Lying prophet. Jesus said that false prophets shall arise. You see it all around us today. We see it all the time. Just listen, and you'll hear the false prophets. There'll be prophets that will tell you, people of God, that you don't have to do all of this. You don't have to do thus and thus. Anything that is contradictory to the word of God is a false prophecy. It's a lie. You know what? God instructed this man of God, don't eat nor drink, nor go back the way which thou camest. In other words, don't go the same route that you came. There are many people today that will tell you that it is all right to go back to the life that you once lived. It's all right to do this. It's all right to do that. It's okay. God, there's no harm in doing that. They're lying prophets. Any gospel that teaches for a child of God to do violence, to hate, is a lying prophet. Nowhere in the Bible does Jesus say to do violence. Nowhere in the Bible does he say it. He said, he tells Peter when they came to get him, came to get Jesus and take him, amen, to stand before the Caiaphas and Pilate. Peter went to get his sword, cut off the servant's ear, the guard's ear. And Jesus said, Peter, paraphrase, put that away. They that live by the sword shall die by the sword. Any gospel that goes against what the Bible says is a lying prophet. You know, what is interesting about this is that the man of God knew God. In fact, he was sent on an assignment by God. See, there are people today that know God. They know him, or they know of him. But what separates a believer from actually inheriting kingdom of God, inheriting eternal life, it is being obedient to God. See, people want to know God, but they don't want to be obedient to God. Any doctrine that tells you that I don't have to be obedient to the word of God is a false prophet. That's why you got to know the word of the Lord. You got to know the voice of God. You got to know God's voice. It is imperative that you know the voice of God. Hallelujah. Look what he says when the lying prophet comes to him. If we go down to verse number 17, chapter 13, he says, for it was said to me by the word of the Lord. See, it doesn't matter what a preacher says. What does God's word say? He says, lo, I come in the volume of the book. You want to know what God says about something? Go to his word. See what God says. A lot of people are giving you their own opinion. They're giving you their voice. Sometimes it's a voice of the devil. But it is imperative that you know God's voice. You have to know. It is imperative that you know the word of God. It is imperative that you understand and know when God is talking and not somebody just giving you something. See, look what he says, the lying prophet. He said unto me, I am a prophet also, as thou art. And an angel spake unto me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee into thine house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied unto him. I tell the church, I said, God will give you revelation and he will send someone else for confirmation. If God gives you specific instructions, God will come back to you and give you specific instructions in case the first instructions change. He's not going to send somebody else. See, the man of God listened to the lying prophet. See, a lot of times people want to do what they want to do. And all they need is somebody just to reaffirm what's in their heart to do. But see, you've got to understand that if God gives you instructions, you've got to follow those instructions. The Bible says for us to not be hearers of the words only, but we have to do the work. See, the word salvation is free. But it's going to cost us something. It's going to cost us to be obedient to the word of God. You can go all through the word of God, all these 66 books, and you will find that when God gives instructions and when those instructions are not followed, there's going to be punishment. But we're living in a day and age where people, prophets, people, pastors, teachers will tell you that anything goes. Do as you please. God knows your heart. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. We're to be obedient to the word of God. Look what he says now. He's going back to verse 17. He said, for it was said to me by the word of the Lord that thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. God was saying to the man of God, don't go back the same route that you came. We're living in a day and age where people saying that all you have to do is simply believe, but all thing else remain that you can continue to do as you've always done. Continue to drink, continue to party, continue to go wherever it is that you want to go. But the Bible says that we ought to put a difference from that which is clean and unclean. Come out from amongst them and be separate, said Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, I will receive you. Any gospel that doesn't promote you going forward, going in a new direction. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, all things, hallelujah, become new. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. See, God wants us to go forward, not backwards or not status quo. The gospel that Jesus preached was to go forward, to strive for perfection. This man of God was told not to stop, not to go back, but go a new direction. Don't go back the way you came. Don't stay the same. Don't stop and lodge, but go forward. Go forward. See, we have to know the voice of God. And because he did not obey God, when he got through eating, while he was eating, God used the lying prophet and said, because you disobeyed what I told you, because you didn't do what I told you to do and you disobeyed me. Hallelujah. Your carcass is not going to be. It shall not come into the sepulchres of your fathers. You're not going to be buried with your fathers. And we know the story as he journeyed home. A lion met him along the way and mauled him and killed him. And to make the story come to an end, hallelujah, they came, the lying prophet came and got him and buried him, told his sons that when I die, bury me with him. Hallelujah. But he disobeyed God, the man of God. God told him not to go back the same way he came. Don't stop, no eat, no drink, but go forward. I'm talking to somebody today telling you go forward. Don't listen to the lying prophets. What does God's word say? What does God's word instruct you to do? God's words always instruct us to go forward. Strive for perfection. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before me. He says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ in Christ Jesus. Paul said he's striving for the mark. He's going forward. He instructed the man of God, go forward. Go a new direction. Don't go back the same way you came. So as I say, it's imperative to know the voice of God. Not what people tell you. Not what that person tells you. Not what that pastor tells you. Read the word of God for yourself. See if the Bible lets us know that for us to search the scriptures daily. To see if those things are so. Hallelujah. Why? Because God gives us the directions in his word. The directions in order for us to be successful are in his word. That's why it's imperative that we know the voice of God. How do we know the voice of God? Through his word. Any gospel that contradicts the word of God is a lying prophet. Hallelujah. So I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again on next week at the same time. Amen. I hope that you be blessed. And again, it is imperative that you know the voice of God. So until then, may God's blessings rest upon you. In Jesus' name, amen. We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir